All right, I'm here today at the DNN Event Center, a big event bringing 21 FFA groups from various schools around the region today. And I get the pleasure of speaking a few minutes with Mackenzie Smith. She's the president of the North Platte FFA chapter. And Mackenzie, I understand this is an annual event that takes place in the heart of winter.
Yes, it is. All of us come together and we get to show off what we are all working hard on.
Okay. So we have a large area, obviously, of students from various schools spread out. And then I noticed this room that we're adjacent to right now. It looks like students are taking a test. I imagine there's more going on there. Or are they actually taking a test?
Yes, we are doing our ID portion and our test portion. It's for floriculture, the room that we're by. But all the other ones are in the black curtains over on the other side of the DNN Center. And those are a whole bunch of other competitions. So I'm competing in floriculture today. So that's why I was in that room.
Okay. Well, give me a little bit about your background and what caused you, what pushed you to get involved in FFA.
Yeah. So I've showed cattle since I was 8. So I've kind of had that agriculture background, and I always knew that FFA was a thing in high school, and I was in high school. And so floriculture is my number one thing that I like to do. I actually work in a flower shop at the flower market in North Platte, so it's a little in me. So I've been in FFA all 4 years of my high school experience. I've been an officer for 3, and obviously freshman year you can't be an officer, so I was reporter my sophomore and junior year, and now I'm president of North Platte FFA chapter my senior year. So,
So, for those folks like myself that don't know a whole lot, I know a little bit about flowers, but horticulture involves probably more than just dealing with flowers. Tell us a little bit about what you're all dealing with involved as it connects with FFA and horticulture.
Yes. So we get a we do a test ID and like an actual flower arrangement section. So flower arrangement, you get to show off your what you would do in a flower shop, etc. And then our ID is about all the utensils that you need to do you need to know to do work with the flowers. And we also have insects and pests that might affect your flowers and plants. And then we also come down to the all the flowers that you need to know to do your arranging. And then our test is just about everything that kind of goes into it. It's really everything across the board. It's not just anything, but
Is it stressful?
It's a little, you could say that for sure.
But it's something you're really interested in. So at the same time, it's kind of like, all right, I'm going to show these people I know this stuff.
Yes. I was district champ last year, so I'm hopefully going to go for that again this year. We'll see.
Have you taken your test yet?
No, I have to go right on in and take that.
That'll be next.
Last thing.
I hope talking to me is more stressful than taking the test.
Right.
What do you like best about this day? I imagine getting to meet new people from other chapters is a big part of it.
Yes, that is true. My thing is you study so stinking hard to prepare for this moment. So then you actually get to go and do what you study for and see what you can do.
Large swath of schools too. Doug was telling me on the way over here that they're as far east as Gothenburg. You go west to Perkins County, and then way up north to the Valentine, Cody Kilgore.
Yep. So it's a wide variety around here. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I saw a McPherson County bus out outside too. What are some of the other schools that you can think of?
Sutherland. Okay. Oglala, Paxton is here. What else? Maxwell, Brady, Stapleton is here.
So you take the test in what your area is, basically. Then are you going to other areas too that maybe you don't know as much about?
Yeah. So hopefully, so what we're doing now is our district's competition. So that's preparing us for state, so we have to qualify for state. So we'll see, and then we go up with everyone in Nebraska and Lincoln and get to compete there. So
And as president of the North Platte chapter, I'm guessing that entails a lot of responsibilities. So tell us about some of the things you're dealing with throughout the year.
Right. So I'm with the students a lot of the time. And so sometimes our advisors can't be there all the time, or like they're busy doing their part of like their job. So like I'm kind of there to keep everybody in line and stuff. But our advisors are really good about that too, to, you know, which students can handle big things and stuff. So, yeah.
So what do you, what's your big takeaway that you hope to get out of this event? How much you know, obviously, is going to be proved by the test, but what do you want to get out of this day?
To bring all my things that I know to the flower shop back where I work, and to benefit that place too as well.
All right, and so who are the advisors of the North Platte chapter?
We have two. First one is Colin Swedberg, and then our second one is Erica Brown.
All right, sounds great. And, so are you hoping to make a career out of being a flower girl, so to speak?
I'm going to business school, so we'll see where that veers me. Okay. So I'm not for sure yet. Okay. So
well, maybe someday you'll manage a flower shop. That could happen.
Yes.
I could see that happening. Other than that, what are some of your other interests? Because I know when you go to school, you learn about a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things as your high school career winds down that you're interested in?
Right. I really enjoy my animal science classes as well. So that's something I enjoy. Obviously, showing cattle. I really enjoy that. And then I unfortunately don't play any sports. I really like to – I work at the flower shop, like I said, and I also work at the Fix, the drink place in North Platte. So,
Okay. So you probably know Gracie, because I know she's a Gracie Hannah Borg, one of our salespeople, stops by there a lot.
Yes, for sure.
That's what I thought. I kind of had a feeling that – that you did. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us, and have a good day here. Is it kind of bittersweet knowing that this is going to be your last time?
It for sure is. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Enjoy the day, and good luck in business school. And I know it's an exciting time when you're just on the cusp of graduating and getting out into the real world. I know that. So good luck.
Well, thank you so much.